Take me back to Winton, where there's just one shop in town, where the iron roofs creak in the blistering heat, and they sell ice by the pound. The street's as broad as the Champs-Élysées, for the road trains to pass through. But for now there's just a wandering dog, and a four-wheel drive, and you. The girl in the shop asks how you're doing, like she really wants to know. And where are you from, and do you like Oz, and where are you planning to go? They've got everything here, from rods and lures to toothpaste and bottles of bleach. But you won't find a beach towel or spray on fake tan, because you're a bloody long way from a beach. Old Bill sits at the counter of the North Gregory Hotel. He's been there 40 years, as far as anyone can tell. Banjo Patterson first performed his Waltzing Matilda here. The swagman statue's across the street, and they serve a good cold beer. Young Wayne pulls in his father's ute, two dogs on the tray behind. The racing's on the telly, but he doesn't pay it any mind. He takes a Cascade Light, because there's random tests about. Old Bill says, "Put your money away, son, this one'll be my shout." "Thanks, Bill," says Wayne, and takes a swig. That flood weighs up again. It was 0.5 over this morning, and they're announcing another 10. Says Bill, "Now don't you worry, son, I've seen big floods before, and its water makes the pastures grow, so the stock'll fatten more." "That's if they don't get washed away," says Wayne, with a crooked smile. "But I guess you'd know a thing or two, you've been around a while." "For sure, I've seen both floods and droughts, and I know which I'd prefer, though I don't suppose our tourist here is likely to concur. But stock's our life and stockman's work, while tourism may fade." Well, Wayne just stared, because that's the longest speech Bill ever made. Wayne bit his lip, because he had plans to work in the tourist trade. He knew that in his father's eyes he'd never make the grade. "So take me back to Winton, where not all is as it seems, where beneath the tranquil surface there are many fears and dreams. But Waltzing Matilda still has power to unite Australians' lives, and still today, through floods and droughts, the spirit of the land survives."